Welcome back to the AMR studio. Live inside Petco Park, this is Padres Social Hour.
Welcome back, Padres Social Hour, presented by United Airlines. Final game of a four-game series between the Pods and the Nats coming up here at Petco Park. Very happy to be joined by Padre catcher Austin Hedges up in the big leagues for, about a week and a half now?
Right.
Well, how about that? Well, San Francisco, I lost track during the road trip. I lost all track of time. Called up in San Francisco, and we're going to put him on the Cholula hot seat. He's a rookie. He's coming in. He's on the Cholula hot seat. It has been activated, and don't worry, it doesn't get too hot. First of all, man, thanks for coming by, and congratulations on getting the call.
Thank you. Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. All right, you've told the story, and we've probably told the story a dozen or so times about how you got the news from Pat Murphy down at AAA. The police were involved, or at least people that looked like the police. So we don't have to retell the story, but I would like to ask you what the moment was like when it hit you that, oh, man, this is happening. This is the moment.
Yeah, it was, because Murph kind of made it into such a big deal with pretending like I was in trouble, I really didn't even know what was going on. It was just went from panic to, is this real life? I need to call my parents. What's going on? It was so many emotions happening all at one time. But once I could kind of, once I really talked to my parents, I think it was like, wow, this is happening. And it was amazing.
You know, there's a debate going on, a little bit of a debate. Maybe you've heard it. Are you better served with being in AAA and hitting every day, or do you learn more? Are you better served by being up here and watching the major league game and participating in the daily activities of a major league player?
Yeah, that's a good question. I'm so excited to be here, a part of this team. This team has, you know, we're trying to win a World Series here. And the fact that I've been given the opportunity to be a part of this team and help contribute in whatever way I can, that's really all I'm focused on. Whenever I'm back there, I want to help take care of the pitching staff and help get us wins. That's really all I'm focused on.
Now, there was never a question about your ability to catch and handle pitchers and stuff. There was a question as to, could you hit major league pitching? So you're in El Paso this year, and you're really hitting the ball well. Had you thought at all that the time was coming sooner than later?
The thought never really crossed my mind. I try and show up every day ready to play for when I was in El Paso. I wanted to win for the Chihuahuas. Still work with my pitchers and go out there and contribute offensively as well. So when I got that call, it was a shock to me because I really didn't think about it. I feel like if I did, it probably would have hindered my play there.
Got to focus on the task at hand, and Austin Hedges was certainly doing that in El Paso, put up monster offensive numbers this year, and of course continued to bring the stellar defensive play to the yard as well. Let's talk defense for a moment. Last night, first two catcher caught stealings of your major league career. They tried the old delayed steal on you. I'm thinking, man, if anybody knows anything about Austin Hedges, it's that he's got the crazy arm and the ability to throw base runners out. There was no fooling you last night on that play.
No. I was shocked. I didn't know. I don't know if I've ever seen a delayed steal in the big leagues watching on TV. But when he went, luckily for me, growing up in Southern California, we're all about delayed steals and kind of first and third trick plays. So I was aware of it. I was glad that Alexi was heads up there and he was able to get to second base to put the tag on him.
That's a good point, too, because you're almost throwing to an unoccupied base when the ball leaves your hand. He's got to get there.
Yeah, it was almost like a quarterback. I had to lead him a little bit, just throw it over the bag, and hopefully he did, and he got there.
Yeah, no, he got there, and he was out by a couple of feet. So that was a fun one to watch. I know from having watched you that you really enjoyed that part of the game. There's some fabulous YouTube highlights out there that people may or may not have seen of Austin Hedges throwing out a guy to end an inning and walking off the field before the ball even gets to second base.
I like the getting the runner at third. I mean, that's a tough one because he's got a bigger lead. He's got less to run. I mean, and the throw you made there was right at the bag. I mean, that was a great throw.
Yeah, I was pretty pumped on that one just because it was a big situation in the game. Got us the second out of the inning, and then Cash was able to make a pitch and then get Desmond out. But yeah, and also to get that first caught stealing out of the way was pretty exciting.
But you had to wait for the appeal. What was that?
The review. Yeah,
I was pretty
right.
Nervous because I thought maybe he got under it, but then once they showed the replay, he definitely didn't quite get there, and Brooksy put a nice tag on him.
So when they showed the replay on the board, you're watching?
Yeah, we were all kind of standing on the mound watching right. watching the Jumbotron, and we saw it. I was like, oh, thank you.
You got him.
Nice tag. Nice tag from Middlebrooks. Really nice throw, too. So what was it like the first home start last night? That's another box to sort of check off the list.
Yeah, that was amazing. I had lots of family and friends in town, and, I mean, the sold-out crowd was unbelievable. And facing a guy like Scherzer and, you know, catching cash, I kind of just tried to take it all in and but then just go out and try and get us a win.
I'm glad to hear that you're able to take it all in because I imagine you're so locked in on the task at hand that it can be very easy in a situation like that to sort of block it all out. But that makes me happy for you as a human being that you're able to.
Yeah,
to
I mean, as a human being, I'm trying to take it in as much as I can. But definitely once I'm on the field, then it's go time.
So how different is this being up here and absorbing everything as a first-time catcher in the major leagues? How much is there to learn that you didn't already know?
Oh, yeah, I mean, there's a ton. My only glimpse was in having 3 years of big league spring training, learning from all those guys, which was huge for my career. But actually being able to be here when the games actually matter and, you know, just a day in spring training is a lot different than a day in a normal season. So watching guys' routines and seeing how they get themselves ready every day, and obviously the guys that have been doing it so successfully for a long time, definitely taking note on a lot of that.
So I got last year, you were having a decent year hitting at San Antonio. You sort of tailed off at the end, didn't wind up with, I think it was about 225. This year, great start at El Paso with the bat. What was different? What had you done differently?
I mean, a lot of things in San Antonio, I don't want to say didn't quite go my way. I felt like near the end of the year, lost a little bit of my approach. I thought the swing was there, but then made a few adjustments this offseason, started hitting with my hands a little bit more, allowed me to just trust my swing and be able to just focus on seeing the baseball and stick with my approach, and felt like I've done a good job with that so far this year.
So how much different are major league pitchers to Triple A pitchers?
It's quite a bit. I mean, Bumgarner, you know, Scherzer, all these guys, they're the best in the world. Right. So, I mean, there's a big difference.
You debut against Bumgarner, and that's your first pinch hit appearance, and now your first home starts against Scherzer.
Yeah, definitely two of the best in the league, which makes it fun, though. I just get in the box, and it's fun to compete against guys like that.
The one to left field last night, I thought there was a moment I thought it was good. But, you know, hey, hit the ball nicely a couple of times. The first start, though, in San Francisco, knocking off the first hit and the first RBI right out of the chute. That had to be nice. Like one of the, you just kind of get rid of that stuff, right?
Yeah, I wasn't too focused on getting that first hit. Just I saw, you know, runners in scoring position, big situation in the game, and to battle down 0-2 and shoot that thing up the middle past Crawford, because I mean,
yeah,
I thought he might be able to get to that. He's unbelievable over there. But to have that go through and be able to get a run across the board. That was fun.
Yeah, and that helped the Padres get to victory, and obviously the family was there as well, which had to be really nice.
Oh, yeah, being able to share that with them and seeing them after the game, that was incredible, yeah.
So awesome. You got the family running north and south right now, right?
Pretty much. They're going to get a lot of miles on that car, that's for sure.
That's awesome. All right, Austin Hedges handled himself beautifully on the Cholula hot seat. Congratulations on the home debut last night as a starter, and good luck the rest of the way, man.
Thank you. Thanks, guys.
Awesome. That's Austin Hedges on the Cholula hot seat. Cholula is the flavorful hot sauce with the iconic wood cap for a punch of delicious jalapeno and poblano. Check out the new green pepper sauce flavor today. Great stuff with Austin Hedges. More social hour right after this.